questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn!
It certainly is. And this morning, we're having a chat to Associate Professor Johan Verbeek from the Mechanical Engineering Department in the Faculty of Engineering. Morena, Johan, how are you?
Good morning. I'm good, yourself?
Very well, thank you. It's great to have you on the show. We're talking about recycling this morning and also smart manufacturing. Can you tell us a little bit about what your research area is in?
I'm at the Mechanical Engineering, as you mentioned, and we work in plastics. And my background was in biopolymers and how that fits into the circular economy. And these days, we are working hard into improving the amount of material that we can collect and recover and making newer and smarter products from recycled materials.
Awesome. What's our current sort of situation like with recycling in New Zealand? Because I know there's been a little bit in the news in the last couple of years about it maybe not being the best it could be. What is our recycling setup like?
Oh, it varies, hey. It's not entirely bad, but I think in New Zealand we can still do a lot better, especially compared to the rest of the world. But we have woken up to the problem in the last 2 years. I mean, you would have noticed how much attention plastics have got in the last couple of years, as you mentioned. So, we collect a lot of plastics, but we still struggle to actually make good products from what we collect. And unfortunately, the world climate for plastic is just so difficult that it's really hard and quite often uneconomical to just take plastics and make something new of it because it's so expensive.
So your research is looking at maybe making that more feasible?
Yeah. So we thought of want to see how do you actually change the economics of the situation as well, and saying, well, if you incorporate all the stakeholders in it and saying, all right, you start with product manufacturers, plastic manufacturers and recyclers, how can you change the situation that we can actually take those materials and make good products from it, and what do we need to do to make that happen?
And I see that COVID-19, like, you know, pretty much everybody, it's changed a little bit the way you've maybe been thinking about this, or the way that we as a country need to think about how this sort of, our refuse and our recycling is handled, especially when we've got something like a pandemic where you need to minimise contact, you need isolation and stuff like that. How has that affected the kind of research you're doing?
Oh, absolutely. It is quite tricky. The COVID situation has just highlighted the importance of plastics for us. I think just before COVID, there was such a magnifying glass on plastics and especially single-use plastics. And what people forget is that how plastics actually saves lives as well. So despite the fact that we think, oh, yeah, plastics are bad, in fact, it is a crucial element of our daily lives. And it's not so much that plastics are, you know, evil. It is how we use it. That's the problem, and that's what we really need to address and saying, well, you have to think twice about what you buy and what sort of packaging you buy it, and then what do you do with it afterwards. But COVID did highlight again what do we do with all of that waste, especially, you know, the tons and tons of single-use plastics that we do need. But medical waste is a particularly hard one to crack as well, unfortunately.
Yes, yeah, that would be a really difficult one, especially at the moment as well, when lots of people are thinking about it who've maybe never thought about it before. What does need to change, in your opinion? How do we get to a point where it's a little bit more sustainable and that people in their day-to-day lives are able to play a bigger role? Because it is quite hard when you want to have a sustainable lifestyle, but maybe the products are too expensive or it's outside of your means to really contribute to that. How do we change it to get to a point where that is more possible?
Yeah, I think it really does start at home in thinking twice what you do. I was just thinking for myself and my own family when Hamilton changed their new recycling system, and the amount of thought it takes to say, well, everything that you're going to throw away, where does it go? And if you just consciously think about, oh, yeah, this can actually go in my recycling bin and not into landfill, there's so much opportunity to actually decrease what we do send to landfill. But it's also in making the right choices, because as consumers, we will have to put pressure on people to reduce the amount of unnecessary packaging, for instance. And that's a bit of a slow process. It's not going to change overnight. But it's definitely on us and as consumers to make demands on not having unnecessary packaging and the likes.
So how do we do that? Is it an education thing? Do we just need more knowledge out there?
Absolutely. It's education. People need to know the reason why you use it. And one of the big problems I always see is people just assume that packaging is bad. But if you understand we need to increase the shelf life of this product, that's why it is in this packaging, then it makes more sense and you'd be more open to use it that way. Whereas if you've been educated into what is unnecessary and what is just there for the show, that's how we can slowly change our own behavior. And we're all slaves to this because we like nice things, and therefore, when something is packaged in something that looks nice and looks smart, we tend to want to buy that instead. Whereas if we change that behavior where we say, is this necessary, and focus on the product rather than the packaging, then you can start slowly changing things.
Does it come down to money a little bit as well? Because quite often, there might be a sustainable option or a more environmentally friendly option available, but it can be more expensive and that can put people off too. Do you think that's something that needs to be addressed?
It's a huge problem. When I started working in biodegradable plastics many years ago, you could, 20, 25 years ago, we could already make biodegradable bottles, but it was just so expensive that people were not willing to pay the money for it.
Mm.
So that, unfortunately, knocks that out of the water. I'll tell you a funny story about how our own behaviour also kills this sort of thing. They made chip packets, like potato chip packets in the US a number of years ago that was compostable.
Mm.
And it was brilliant because you can just, you can throw it away, you can compost it. But they had to pull it off the market because people complained that the chip bags makes too much noise. And that was the only reason why it failed. And if we can change that sort of thinking, we can already make a big difference. It's the silliest reason for something to fail, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It absolutely is. It's so interesting, though. It feels a little bit like moving a massive mountain. Do you think there's hope in it?
Oh, absolutely. Things have changed in the last year, 2 years, massively in how we think about it and the pressure that there is to make changes. But it does come across the board. Industry, government, own consumers all have to align for this to change.
Mm.
And I think it is happening, but it's a slow process. And unfortunately, we are driven by economics. So as long as it's not cost effective to collect plastics, clean it, and then reprocess it into something else, we're always going to fail for the same reason.
Mm.
And that's where we're trying to focus, is to actually make it economical.
Well, thank you so much for your time this morning, Associate Professor Johan Verbeek from the Faculty of Engineering at the University of Auckland. It's been a real pleasure to chat to you. Good luck with all the research, and we'll talk to you later.
Thanks for having me. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn, thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.
Thank you.